City of the show, you can get Sheeman and Shepherd all the time with Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Run DMC, this was Master P Theater. Just a moment ago. I have not heard this song before.
I believe it was in a movie, and I can't remember which one. Might have been White Man Can't Jump.
Maybe. Well, we're spinning the stacks of wax. It's a 2 for Tuesday commercial-free hour here. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. All right, I think we got our technical situation fixed. Commercials are running.
Send Chris text hugs.
Yeah.
Chris needs a hug.
Chris, you want to blow off the rundown and kind of eat?
It's just unbelievable around here. The incompetence. It's unbelievable. I'm done.
All right, there's going to be no SportsCenter rundown. I want to give Chris a break. I want to give him a chance to cool down. He's had a lot on his plate here.
And somebody feels the need to vacuum right now.
Again!
Every on-air computer in this building just went down. We got 6 radio stations, and vacuuming's at the top of your priority list, Mr. Engineer.
And didn't we ask them to shut the vacuuming off in the first hour?
Apparently it comes through the roof tiles or something. It's ridiculous.
Why are we vacuuming in the middle of the day? What needs to be done
immediately right now? That's a great question, Pete Shepherd.
Don't we have people that come in here twice a week and vacuum?
I mean, if someone got spilled or something, I understand.
Tonight,
but I mean,
they come Tuesdays and Fridays.
That's what I thought.
Tonight.
Huh. All right. I got something to lighten the mood.
I do too.
All right, good. This is going to be
a
light
hour.
Sports.
You guys will love this one. Chris hasn't heard this one.
Please. Mine is sports, but yours is not. I'll do mine first, and then you follow up with yours. Hold on. I pulled a Pete Shepherd here. Let me please.
See, if it was right in front of the screen, you'd have it. We're writing all that stuff down.
I know. Well, no, computers don't work, as we know. Now, just to go back in time a little bit, you obviously remember the halftime show of the Super Bowl, which got a lot of attention with J-Lo and Shakira. And there were stories how some people were upset that there was no warning for it being, you know, rather R-rated. And I can't believe I'm watching a soccer game. Sorry. So,
distracting.
We have the actual amount of complaints that came in from the Super Bowl, revealed in the Freedom of Information Act request. The FCC received 1,312 complaints about the halftime show.
That's it? 1,000?
Would you have taken the over or the under on that?
Oh, I would have taken the over. Way over.
No. I know people complained and we talked about it on radio, but to actually take the time the next day to pick up the phone, Google the FCC number, and to call and to leave a complaint. You take the over still?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, you know, some people have nothing better to do. It's like people that go out of the way and they write restaurant reviews that are 5 pages long. That's like, who's got the time?
One of the 1,312 people, one person in Wyoming, a viewer called it soft porn. Someone in Tennessee claimed to, quote, have our eyes molested.
Well, the one guy, remember, he said he can't get into the kingdom now.
Right, that's not even included here. A guy in Maine by the harbor called it disgraceful. And so those were just some of the.
You know,
these
people
size.
Do. I would love to check into the background to each and every one of these numbnuts that, you know, they're all in these little isolated areas, some Wyoming, Maine, way up. Godly knows where. Well, let's check your phones. Let's see what kind. Let's see what you've downloaded. Let's see what type of shows you watch at your house.
Of the 50 states.
Not with our family.
Of the 50 states, which state do you think filed the most complaints?
I'll say California.
No.
Hang on. Let me think of a real conservative state.
You got to go Bible Belt.
Yeah, let me. I will say.
Bible Belt, a lot of people. I'm going to go Georgia.
I'm going to say Tennessee.
Georgia. That's.
I'm going to say Tennessee.
Did they file the 5th most complaints?
right. Ceiling is 5. Everything is bigger in Texas, including the most complaints coming out of the Lone Star State.
You know what? Yeah. We were on the right track there, Pete. Big state in the Bible Belt. Yep. I thought the Atlanta area would give us a lot.
There was one state that had no complaints. So 49 of the 50 states had complaints. One state did not
Alaska.
Take a stab.
Alaska.
Now there were complainers in Alaska.
East Coast.
Go! Oh, is that the wrong
one? No, it's our guy.
Oh, go!
They switched sides at halftime.
They switched sides. They totally faked me out.
They should have been up 4-0.
It's like every other sport. They switch at halftime.
So the
not baseball, I guess.
So East Coast or West Coast or Midwest?
No, he's going to go Midwest. It's probably a state.
Well, give me a hint.
I'm
going
to go Idaho.
One state. All right, I'm going to say South Dakota.
No, go way east, boys. Way east.
Northeast or southeast?
Yeah, northeast.
Northeast.
Not Connecticut.
Massachusetts.
No. Rhode Island, no.
No. Massachusetts people were complaining left and right because they turned on their TVs and the Patriots were
I thought the Pats were playing.
Touché.
That's funny. I don't know.
Vermont.
Okay.
Vermont.
I'm surprised.
Bernie.
They're doing, that's right. Those socialists up there didn't care.
How's that going?
For him, pretty damn good, actually.
not lately.
Well, there are the comments, but we're going to get past those.
All right. Now, Pete, you had...
No, they're not, but
there's
that's
a debate
okay.
tonight, isn't there?
Not another one.
Look, I'm telling you guys...
Not another
political
one.
Views aside, it's good television, these debates. Specifically the last one, because they've started going at each other. It's fantastic. It's really entertaining.
Well,
I'll be dialed in.
You're right.
No bachelor for you tonight?
They're going
at part two?
No, it was last night.
They're going at each other and leaving the, you know, what maybe they should be discussing how to help the country.
No,
if really
no.
Serious.
Screw that.
Instead, just keep attacking each other's characters like we're in second grade recess.
Yeah.
Bingo, and that's how we're going to get the ratings.
My truck is bigger than your truck.
It's really entertaining. I'm sorry.
It's crazy. A paratrooper with a text. Craig, what the hell is wrong with you? You're watching soccer? Let me explain. Every once in a while, Chris hangs out a dangling carrot, says you might want to have some extra interest on one of these games, if you know what I'm saying. And he's got me with this team minus a half a goal, and so I'm locked in.
Jello Shot says Game of Thrones is one of the most popular shows ever. And that was literally his horn in some scenes, so I don't want to hear. Well, no, that's why these people that are complaining about it, I would love to see what they've watched on their own time. They're all hypocrites. They're just, make noise.
That's right. All right. 239-337 ESPN is the number. 239-337-3776, by the way. Chris is now done. I don't know how he's got time to do a B Channel show with everything that's going wrong here today.
What?
Nothing.
No, I heard you say Chris.
I said, Chris, I don't know how he's got time to do the B Channel show today with everything that's burning up around you today.
B Channel equipment works.
I'm not doing the B Channel. Somebody called in. He didn't want to go on air, but he said that Nixon coined the phrase silent majority.
Yeah.
That if that's how many people complain, there were probably 10 times that number of people that just didn't voice their complaint.
Oh, true. Right. And I'm sure there were, but, it's...
And I don't get people that call in but don't want to go on the air. I've never gotten that.
If
you're going to take the time to dial the digits, have somebody answer the phone.
Just text in at that
point,
right?
Just go on the air or text it. All right, Pete, you have a non-sports story. Go!
Pardon on.
It's 2-0, and
Baylor.
It was minus 1/2 of a point. We're playing with house money now, baby. Let's roll it over. Let's do double or nothing. Let's go. It's going to be a big night tonight.
No, this is fine.
All right.
Headline of the day, New York Post, moments ago. Doctor suspended for removing transgender man's vagina without consent. So two doctors had their licenses suspended after removing a transgender man's vagina in London without his consent. The two doctors were found guilty in connection with the irreversible procedure on a transgender man who didn't discover until a week after the October 2016 surgery that his vagina was removed. That's according to Metro UK. The patient, who wasn't identified, said that he went in for two other procedures in his gender assignment process, a hysterectomy and a metatoidioplasty, an operation that gave him a penis. But he claims he never consented to the third procedure, a vaginectomy that he received.
Oh, what?
Vaginectomy.
How do you spell that?
Vaginectomy that he received at Highgate Private Hospital.
I have so many questions.
One of the doctors, Capisce, is accused of altering a form to say that the patient gave his consent, while Garoppa, the other doctor, performed the procedure without checking that the man wanted the operation.
Hmm.
But doctors were found guilty on misconduct charges, and Capisce had his license suspended for a year, and Garoppa was handed a 5-month suspension. So if you're going for a transgender operation in London, be careful.
I have a question.
Yeah. please. Yes, you, Craig in the corner.
I'm going to have to rely on 35 years of radio experience to ask this in a way that Chris won't have to dump it for the FCC.
All right, great.
Use paraphrase. You can use synonyms.
You can tiptoe around the words.
Let me use a hypothetical situation. Okay, thank you. You'll be able to figure out.
You'll land your plane using this?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is about removal of, right?
Well, their license, but after removing,
but they also added.
Well, they didn't have consent to remove the transgender man's female parts.
Let's say I'm out at the beach.
Yeah.
I got my bucket and my shovel.
You're at Vanderbilt Beach.
All right.
Yeah. SPF 35, of course.
Sure. And I come across a pretty deep hole in the sand.
Right.
I want to remove the hole, I guess, by making a bigger hole.
No, you fill it in.
Well, would you fill in the hole?
You'd fill in the hole.
You said it was removed.
Yes, it was removed.
Well, that would leave a bigger hole. If you know what I'm saying. And I think you do.
No, it's not. I mean,
so did you fill in the hole?
Yeah.
Or the complaint was it was removed without his consent.
Yes.
Spitballing. Just.
By the way, with everything broken today, does the dump button work just in case we need it?
He was supposed to have a hysterectomy and a mediatorhinoplasty, which would give him a fake male junk.
Here, don't say anything important in the next 5 seconds.
Okay. Test.
And we're good.
Okay.
So we got 5 seconds now. We're going to keep talking.
And we're back.
Oh, sorry. That would be the other 5 seconds. Oh, that 5 seconds.
What is going on?
Anyway, I would think that it would be like removing and then sewing.
Sewing up.
I would think.
Okay.
Well, you got to sew up no matter what.
That would make sense to me.
Okay. Silly me.
Needle and thread.
I forgot that step. My brain went haywire when you said remove the. Yeah.
And again, not a doctor. Didn't stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. Those were great commercials.
Yeah. Those are
spectacular commercials. I'm sure there are a lot of YouTube videos on the procedure.
Yeah.
If you want to not use your work computer.
Let's not do that.
Right.
Do some research.
So here's my second question. Blue Chews work for that guy?
Blue Chews work for everyone.
Blue Chews, code word Peter, can work miracles.
Okay.
But this is what they're doing. He's getting a fake penis. I mean, so it's already,
No, I don't know.
Well, when you get a fake one.
Okay.
Well, they have gadgets. Some of them are already at attention, so to speak. Others, you have that. You have like you have a gadget thing, right? I've seen.
Collective bargaining agreement tonight. Vote in the NFL.
Don't they have it's like a balloon pump? It's almost like you're taking your blood pressure and it blows it up. No, honestly, I mean that's what they do.
Yep.
I don't know.
Okay.
Just telling you. I didn't invent this story. 15. It's in London.
Chris, I have my third question of this segment.
Oh, great. Because I got to go work on my resume real quick. So, but yeah, you ask your question.
When you replay this hour on 99.3ESPN.com, the website, and the
we'll leave this out.
Really? Why?
Of the description. It'll be in the audio, but people will just have to find it.
I was just going to say, what is the title of this segment going to be?
Transgender Operation Gone Awry.
My Adidas.
This started with the Run DMC song, and then I did the much tamer story about the complaints from the FCC regarding the halftime show.
Kind of tied into this.
And then Pete just took it off the rails.
FCC halftime show, you're right.
Yes.
There you go. There's something.
Yeah.
Go
absolutely.
All right. And now all you experts on the prosthetics are hitting us on
the
text
line. And
you're
right. Donnie says the prosthetics for the male. I guess.
All right. Let's talk about something else.
That's fascinating.
Ryan Day. Explain this to me.
Sorry.
This is probably the hardest pivot I've ever done in my career.
It's pretty tough.
Ryan Day, as Chris mentioned earlier, that Ohio State is giving him a 3-year contract extension. Here are the details. And I want to ask if this is necessary. Granted, the guy's 16-1 since he's taken over. Remember, he had the 3 games.
Just real quick, Bob Iger just stepped down as CEO of Walt Disney.
Wow, that's a breaking news sounder right there.
He was set to step down at the end of 2021. He'll remain executive chairman until 2021 as the transition with Bob Chapek to the new
CEO. I could
CEO.
Do that job. Where do I send my resume for that gig?
There you go.
We would have I would pay every single current Avenger double and just keep the keep it
just
going.
Just keep it going.
I'd bring Robert Downey Jr. And Scarlett Johansson back to life.
Of course.
And just keep it going.
Gamora?
Oh, yeah. Yep. First thing.
You know why he's stepping down, don't you?
Why?
Because High Noon got canceled.
Yeah, dozens of people
like,
were watching
just
that.
Idiots, and we don't get the show.
Yeah. Yeah, Lebertard's quote to all of us today who don't like that, didn't like that show, even though it was on at 4 o'clock, barely made it 2 years. It's people who complained about that show, according to Lebertard, is a victory for dumb people. So you're all morons, according to Lebertard, if you didn't like that show, which 99% of you didn't watch. And rightly so. It's a terrible show.
Here are the texts. Extra Pulp says, and here we are.
Yep.
Paratrooper, this is great radio, by the way. Trigman says, in the car with my kids, this is as awkward as the Super Bowl halftime show.
Don't file to the FCC, please.
Can't. It's legal.
Night Fan said, must be a bad NFL Combine day today. Big Smizzle says, what the hell am I listening to?
Great question.
Driveway Social Club says, oh, I can't read that one. Never mind. 239 says, sports, please.
What is he or she texted in before? Hmm. Oh, this person. I'm going to read this person's last three texts.
What, sports, please?
Yeah. Oh. Sports?
Yeah.
Sports, please?
Uh-huh.
Sports, please.
How many days apart were these texts?
The first two were from February 19th. So what is that?
That's
6 days ago. So last Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then the first one was today.
Okay.
All right.
Very good.
Do our best.
Now, I do have some legitimate sports here.
I do, too. And I also have a quote from Stephen Ross and Brian Flores about Tom Brady that from today that is...
Tampering charges.
No.
Good.
Just kind of just the opposite.
We're not stupid like Bruce Arians. No. All right, no. Ryan Day.
So Ryan Day, head coach in December 2018 replacing Urban Meyer. They gave him a 5-year contract, $4.5 million a year. Now he gets a new contract after one full season. Going to bump it up to 5.375, retroactive to February 1st, and then it'll go up to $6 million beginning July 1st. The university will also contribute $1 million to his retirement fund. That's on December 31st, in addition to everything
else. That's nice.
The salary will increase to 6.5 in 2021, 7.6 in 2022. My question is this. Why? Hey, the ink isn't even dry. In fact, I question whether he actually did sign the first contract because a lot of coaches take about a year their initial deal.
I asked this to myself.
This was not necessary.
Five times a year. It happens with Saban.
Sure.
It happens with Krzyzewski. It happens with every single high-profile coach. Even Harbaugh got it. I mean, it's like they got 3 years left. Let's tack on 2 or 3 more years. See, I never understand it. And it doesn't provide job security.
Because
you can still leave whenever you want. Yeah. If gets somebody from the NFL comes along and says, hey, Coach Day, here's more. Come coach the Bengals.
I can even understand if it were 2 years in, you want to keep like the 5-year rollover going so that nobody can negatively recruit against you like you're leaving.
Yeah, that's
where
fair.
Are you going to go? If you're coaching Ohio State, you're either going to retire or get fired, I guess. But most historically, you're going to be there a long time if you want to be.
I think so.
I don't know why this is necessary. This is misappropriation of funds of the state of Ohio's people's tax money. That's what it is.
They don't care.
No,
they don't care. This is a great appropriation of funds.
They were already giving him $5 million a year, and he had 1 year under his belt.
What was his record in that 1 year?
13-1.
It's pretty good, right?
Pretty good. But why give him a 5-year contract the year before? They're taking risk. He's taking risk.
What do teams get for making it to the college football playoff?
Well, in their contract, coaches get more
money.
Did Ohio State make it this year? I don't remember.
Yeah, they played a great game against Clemson.
So they're going to give it all to the football coach. Just
could have won that
game,
actually.
Okay.
Yeah, they could have won that game. Mm. I think if they would have scored a touchdown instead of getting field goals early in the first half, they do win that game.
Exactly.
All right, Chris, let me sign a 5-year deal here. But every year when I think I'm awesome, I just want to redo it and up it more. How about that? It's basically what Ryan Day just did.
Go 13-1.
I went 10-3. I'm doing okay.
Look,
not good enough.
I was trying to put myself in the shoes of the athletic director there. What's his name? Gene Smith?
Gene Smith.
Is he still there?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
You got a great young coach. Keep him there.
But he had him for 5 years already. He wasn't going anywhere.
Do you know that? Do you know that for sure? Because I don't know a lot about Ryan Day.
How many coach? How many job openings?
He was given
are
a
there
5-year contract.
How many job openings are right now? None.
He had a 5-year
Colorado.
Deal. Colorado.
Is he gonna go leave for the Colorado job? No. There's no need to do this deal right now.
He gets a little bump in pay. He signed a 5-year deal with $4.5 million.
I just
per
gave
year.
The whole. I just gave all the numbers.
I know. Somebody gives. So he's gonna make an extra what? $800,000 next year retro to start.
But it starts jumping up to like $7.5 million by the end.
$6 million July 1st this year, and then, like you said, increases. And
in- Ohio State panicked. There's no need to do this.
What's the matter?
What?
One of our texters.
I don't. I
still
I,
know.
I, yes.
I yeah.
I don't want to get into it.
But no, it's please don't.
It's funny.
Please don't.
It's funny. It's back to the transgender story. Yeah. Anywho,
the old 96ers said, "I work for the University of Ohio State." Some people say that they don't say Ohio State University. There's bigger misappropriation of funds.
Yeah, it's probably. OSU.
Yeah. I'm saying how he wrote his text.
That's fine. That's the way that Terrell Pryor committed. I'm going to go to the University of Ohio State.
Yeah.
I remember that sitting in my bedroom.
So Ohio State's doing new contracts for Ryan Day, paying him more and more millions of dollars that they don't need to. Meanwhile, Jim Harbaugh's spring break is canceled.
It sucks.
The team's not going anywhere for spring break because they fear coronavirus.
Hate to see it.
He didn't even know where they were going. Spring break's got to be like in 3 weeks. He delegated it this year, as you said earlier, Chris. That he had done the planning for the previous two trips, and it took a lot of his time, which maybe he should spend more time watching film on Ohio State.
But he delegated it
this year, and he said he didn't know where they were going. He said, surprise me, but now they're just canceling it. I wonder if the guy, whoever it delegated to, didn't get the job done. And so they just use a coronavirus as an excuse.
Yep. Went to Italy in 2017, France 2 years ago, and South Africa last year.
I don't remember the South Africa trip.
Yeah.
I don't remember that one.
Again, privately funded.
Which makes it legal.
Yes.
Which seems like extra permissible, non-permissible benefits.
Impermissible.
You got to do what you do for the football team. You got to do for the rest of the student body.
There are other teams that have done that. There are certainly college basketball teams that go play overseas.
Thank you. College basketball teams get to go.
You're allowed to take an overseas trip every four years.
Is that it?
Yeah. With your basket to play in a tournament.
Yeah.
That's part of the rules.
Okay. Well, they got the Battle for Atlantis. That's outside of the country. The NCAA doesn't care if it's the Bahamas or if it's Europe.
Well, I remember when UCLA, what happened 2 years ago, we went to China.
China. I mean, got arrested.
Oh, yeah. Jello.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was a mess.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Ohio State made $6 million.
Off the bowl game?
Off the bowl game.
And they gave it all to Ryan Day, spread out over 3 more years.
It's an investment. I mean, you know how much.
They gave it all.
How about lowering tuition?
And by the way, he did it with Urban Meyer's
lowering
players.
Tuition. That's funny, P. Shepherd. That's a
imagine
good one.
That. When's the last time any school in this country lowered tuition? Really? I'd love to know that.
Well, I know, what was it? Phoenix University was advertising a few years ago that you locked your tuition in for 4 years.
Yeah, but that's online.
Or eight semesters
that's online.
Well, okay. University of Florida's not going to take an ad campaign to announce that they're lowering tuition.
Some schools would say, all right, when your kid is born,
that's the tuition.
You can lock in today's rate, but you don't know if your kid's going there in 18 years.
That's a gamble. It's a risk you're going to have to take.
Yeah, you don't know if your family's still going to live there. I mean, you don't know anything at that point. You can't be making decisions like that 18 years out. It's ridiculous. All right. Why am I tired? This segment was
exhausting. 27 minutes.
I don't know what we were doing, but I think whatever it is we were doing, I think we're done.
Calm down.
We're going to. Chris has been hot and bothered all day.
It's not even going to think about it. It's going to get me upset again.
You were in a great mood when you got here.
It's going to get me upset again.
You were flouting like a peacock with your new haircut that didn't really get a haircut because you got a mullet now. And then also once the show started, you were upset about something else off the air, which I still don't know if I know what it was. And then equipment started not working, and then engineers started vacuuming outside our non-soundproof studio.
In the words of Judge Snell's... How about a fresca?
would love a Fresca.
You my pal.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN.
So NFLPA people and the NFL owners gathering today at 5 o'clock. Guess who has just gotten off?
Zach Brown Band.
No, just guess who just arrived to participate in the CBA meeting?
Roger Goodell.
Richard Sherman.
Richard Sherman. All this thing's going to bog down by 5:02.
He has voiced his opposition to a 17-game season, as we know.
But one way to
the
put it.
One of the first ones on the scene.
Great.
He's the voice of reason.
Great. That's a happy song right there. That's my feel-good song.
It was a little light and fluffy. You fooled me for a moment. It sounded very delicate and fluffy, and then I heard the southern twang yeehaw in there.
Zach Brown Band, an all-time great.
Really? All-time great?
This early in their career, all-time great.
Okay. I have a question for you, too, that I meant to get to yesterday. It regards LeBron James. As you know, LeBron, great basketball player. He will tell you he's a great businessman. Maverick Carter and people. Don't call him his posse because he gets mad when you say that. It's his group, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think Maverick Carter's gone off and done his own thing. I mean, with a big assist from LeBron, but yeah.
Sure. LeBron James, according to a report, has seriously considered running for president of the United States. When his basketball career is over. Discuss.
No.
No. There is no discussion.
No, I won't.
There is no discussion.
We should put it on the poll. Would you vote for LeBron James? All right, if you're okay, let me ask you this. If your choices were
Republican or Democrat ticket.
I'm pretty sure it'd be
independent.
The Dems. If your choices are Bernie Sanders,
LeBron,
Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden. And LeBron, who are you going to vote for?
No, or none of the above.
I'd love to see him and Michael Bloomberg standing next to each other. Isn't Bloomberg like 5'7"?
Yeah.
He's short.
Yeah, very short.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not making a political comment. I'm just throwing it out there. You see LeBron handling, he'd be tough on China. No, he wouldn't.
No, he wouldn't.
So easy on China.
No, he wouldn't. They're misunderstood over there.
Oh, yeah. But I think he thinks, in his mind, that is a real possibility. Right?
But that means nothing.
He would be mistaken.
He would be largely mistaken, right? All right.
No, that would not go over well. I don't think he would want to do that.
Why would it's the same thing? And it doesn't matter who you're rooting for or whatever, who your political party is or no party. Why would anybody want to be president?
Oh, I'd be
of
great at it.
States?
Just like I'd be a great GM. No, well, I'd be a great president.
No. You'd hate traveling the way. You'd have to talk to a whole bunch of people all the time.
I know. You give me Air Force One. I'm pretty fly with flying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but how many speeches you have
how
to
How old
make?
Is LeBron?
How many hands do you
have to shake? I should ask, what's the age to become president? Is it 35 or 45?
It's 35.
35, okay. Yep. So he's coming up on the age where he could do
it. Yes. Isn't he 36? Or is it?
I don't know. I don't keep a track of those sorts of things.
I think he is 36.
What's his platform? Platform?
Democrat?
Change the NBA slam dunk contest. Oh, he's an intelligent man, obviously.
Vote for me for president, and you will get free NBA tickets for all.
The NBA league pass is free.
Now you're talking.
Now.
Now you got my attention.
I'll tell you what, if he were to run on a gambling platform, we're getting somewhere where we can start bringing in chunks of people into our camp.
Bring America
right?
together. All right.
What's your take on foreign policy, LeBron?
China. Mm. Jerseys.
Besides that.
LeBron is 35.
Yep.
LeBron is 35.
So he's old enough to be Prez.
Yeah. Yeah, small forward, 35, 6'9", 250. makes $37.436 million.
That'd be a bit of a pay cut to work in the White House.
How about this? LeBron and AD on the same ticket.
AD.
Oh, but who's the president? Who's the vice president? Who's the one too?
We're gonna get a little power play.
And how about who's our favorite coach there? Why am I having brain cramp?
Frank Vogel.
Vogel.
No, not Ty Vogel. Lue. Not Vogel.
Ty Lue.
Assistant head coach Ty Lue.
No, is he on that?
He's a press secretary.
Is he there? I thought Jason Kidd was the big assistant in Los Angeles.
Ty Lue is... Is he on the Clippers?
He's on the Clippers. Yeah. You're right. He is in L.A. He's just on the wrong L.A.
Is that right?
He's just on the wrong L.A. Sorry.
Fences are mended?
The other L.A.
No. Many,
not the wrong.
Many
not
people
the wrong.
Have said that.
He's press secretary?
Oh, let's fill out the stat. Let's do this. All right, who's
LeBron's president?
Who's Secretary of Defense?
Davis is vice president.
Dwight Howard, right?
Yeah,
the man at the rim.
Sure,
boy, he's playing really well lately.
He really is. Do we have to go all Lakers, or can we just put together an all NBA cabinet?
An all NBA team? You know, Maverick Carter's going to be chief of staff, right?
Mm.
What? Why would you not think he's been his right hand
man? I want to go players. I want to go players chief of staff.
Oh no, I know the press secretary has to be.
Who?
What's his name? Why am I another brain cramp? Winehurst.
Oh.
He's got to be.
Windhorse.
Windhorse. He's definitely in. He's in. He's
the
either that or
for LeBron.
He's that or Secretary of State. He's one or the other.
I like press secretary for Windhorse.
All right.
All right, let's think this through.
P.S. Lessinger of his day.
Who is Secretary of State? Who's going to go around and talk to, go to North Korea and all that kind of stuff? Who's gonna go head to head with Putin?
Lonzo Ball.
Can we put Dennis Rodman on that?
No.
Dennis Rodman has done.
He's done it. He's got the relationship.
He has more experience than anybody else we can think of right now.
He's got the relationship with North Korea.
Yeah, he's got that.
And they're misunderstood.
Windex says LBJ, just do it, America. Nice.
Yeah, he'd be the second LBJ president.
Yes, he would. Lyndon B. Johnson.
That's right. That's right.
LBJ the second. LBJ 2. All right. We're cooking with gas now. What else we got? What other positions we got to fill?
And it can just play. Well, we have Windhorse there. So, and can it be just that? Can it be coaches? Yeah, we have Ty Lue.
No chicken salad. Kawhi Leonard cannot be press secretary.
Oh, I actually like that.
Why?
I actually like
that. Don't say anything.
Exactly. That's my point. We're not letting any leaks out of this thing.
How do we fit Kyrie Irving into this? What does he get?
All right, who's the most hated person in government?
Right now, the president.
Depends on what side.
Yeah, it depends what side you're rooting for.
Where does Kyrie fit?
I don't know. He really doesn't fit.
Who's there?
Oh, wait, who's chief? We haven't picked the chief of staff.
No, I did. I said Maverick Carter.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But Chris wants to be players only.
Actually, I think LeBron really makes sense for chief of staff because he's orchestrated all of the rosters that he's been on. But he's the president, so that can't happen.
Yeah.
By the way, real quick, Ben Simmons has revealed he suffered nerve impingement in the lower back. He'll be reevaluated in 2 weeks.
That sounds scary, by the way.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like something that's just going to go away quickly.
By the way, Ben Simmons will not be Secret Service. He can't shoot.
Can't shoot.
Let's see here.
Yeah, Kyrie, Speaker of the House.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Kyrie, Speaker of the House.
All right.
I'm telling you, the world is flat. We never went to space.
We got to get a Senate majority leader in there.
I don't even believe I'm here. Prove to me that I'm here.
Yeah.
239 with a great question. Has there ever been a president that didn't attend college?
No.
don't think George Washington attended college, did
that's
he?
True.
No, but in recent history.
Right, in recent history, you're right.
You have to say, all right, he's got his 12th grade education.
Not only didn't attend college, but most of them have some sort of military service through. Most of them. Not everybody. But
Not the last, no.
Most two. Most presidents have had some.
Not the last two, and then what? H.W. was Army Reserve.
Not Coast Guard, but.
Air Force Reserve. Yeah. He was in the Reserve.
Yeah.
Clinton didn't have any experience, did he, in the military?
No, he did not.
No.
Wow. We're on a bit of a trend here.
Reagan wasn't military.
No, that's what I'm saying. We're going back far here.
Jimmy Carter,
Carter wasn't military.
What are you talking about, Pete? Did you go to history class?
I guess talking this out.
I mean, said most.
We got to go back to Eisenhower.
I said
I like Ike.
I said no, not everybody. I said most. I said I believe most have some
General
sort of
George
military.
Washington and Ike.
No.
I could
General
that.
616 with the text of the day. Kyrie's going to head up our NASA program.
Oh, right. There we go.
That's it. Houston,
well, you know, we're going to have the new Space Force. We got the Air Force and the Navy. We're going to have Space Force.
Is that real?
Yeah, that's
happening.
That's
really happening,
I think
huh?
That's happening. Yeah.
Ron Artest, Secretary of Defense. God.
He's a great.
Oh, good one by Hootie. James Harden can be a foreign diplomat. He's equipped to travel.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it.
Love that. I'm getting word. Here's some Tom Pelissero, NFL Network players.
Splash Brothers, Secret Service, they can shoot.
Yeah, there you
player
go.
Player leaders, including Richard Sherman, Russell Okung.
Okung, yeah.
Yeah,
Calais Campbell, Michael Thomas,
Calais.
Giants. Calais Campbell, Michael Thomas from the Giants, Matthew Slater, have arrived for today's meeting with NFL Management Council Executive Committee slated to
begin
shortly.
Matthew Slater get on that list?
I don't know.
Well, at least he makes sense.
Wow. But
he's got a lot of experience, and
on the punt coverage team.
No, but he's got a lot of respect around the league.
Well, I'll say this.
He's talking about a voice of reason.
He would be it. These players are on Tom Coughlin time. The meeting's not supposed to start for another 15 minutes, but they're punctual. I'll give them that.
Well, what time do you want him to show up? 2 minutes?
Well, you know, it's meetings at 5, Pete. Roll in at 5.
I'm an early guy. Yeah. The show is at 2. You don't come in at 5 of.
Well, I take this show very seriously. All right.
Oh, Lord.
860 says both Reagan and Carter were both in the military.
Oh, really? Was Reagan? I thought he was a movie star.
He was a movie star.
I don't know.
He also was a Democrat back then.
And he was in charge of the Actors Union.
Yep.
I thought he was a Republican.
He started off as a Democrat.
Oh.
He said the Democratic Party left him. He didn't leave the Democratic Party.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah.
Actually, before that, he was in radio, like us.
It was.
We could be president.
He was a baseball broadcaster, right? Christian yeah. Carr, Kyrie can be in charge of Area 51.
WHO.
Yep. All right. Enos Kanter, that's a good one.
Enos Kanter, what can he do? He's
ambassador to Turkey.
He's under threat. Jeez. I would not recommend that for Enos Kanter.
That was funny.
All right. Look at the clock. We will, it's time to play Wikipedia. Oh, and today Chris came up with a cute topic, children's animals trivia today.
Yes, children's animal trivia questions.
How'd you come up with that?
I don't know. I searched, oh, I do know.
Were you playing with the kids' toys this morning?
I searched animal trivia questions and a kid's one popped up and I thought, you know what? Nobody's going to complain about these answers. They're very... I don't want to say easy,
yeah.
But like we're not getting into certain types of species of animals. They're just the animal.
Okay. Very good.
I think it's 27 presidents have had experience. Donald Trump, none. Barack, none. Obama, none. George W. Bush, Texas Air National Guard. He was a first lieutenant. Bill Clinton, none.
Get out the list. He's going to list them all.
George H.W. Bush, U.S. Naval Reserve, Lieutenant Junior Grade. Ronald Reagan, U.S. Army Reserve. Captain.
Army Reserve?
And U.S. Army Air Forces.
Oh, okay.
Jimmy Carter, United States Navy, Lieutenant Navy.
Carter was in the Navy?
Yep. General Ford.
Still kicking, too. He's pushing 100.
I know.
Yeah, he's getting up there.
Yeah.
He just got out of the hospital.
Overcame brain cancer.
Wow. Remind me to tell you about the dream I had the other night.
Well, we don't have time right now.
No, afterwards. You were in it.
We have no time right now.
Oh, we have no time, and we have no time in our next segment. Right. But maybe the 5 o'clock hour.
Richard Nixon, LBJ,
tell us about your
JFK, Dwight Eisenhower, Harry Truman.
He is going to list them all.
FDR, none. Herbert Hoover, none. Calvin Coolidge, none.
It's only 30 more.
Caller number 9 at 239-337 ESPN.
Taft, Connecticut Home Guard.
It is time to play Wikipedia children's animal
Teddy
questions.
Roosevelt.
20 mo bucks on the line. Caller number 9.
Billy McKinley.
Wikipedia. Sheeman and Shepard. 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN.
Garfield.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia. Brought to you by Moe's Southwest Grill. Moe's caters tailgate parties, retirement, and office parties. We cater any event. Real Southwest delivered. Visit Moe's.com/catering or call 239-384-3387. Welcome to Moe's Catering.
Welcome to Moe's. Caller number 9 is Tim in Fort Myers. Timmy! What's going on?
Tim?
Hey, I got a twist today, and I'll tell you what it is.
All right.
Since it's Stump Pete, I'm going to defer the first question to allow Pete to answer first.
Wait a minute. You've won the toss, and you're going to defer to the second half?
Exactly.
You know these are overtime rules, right? First to three. There's no.
Wow.
Yeah.
All stacked right. Against me. Are you patronizing me? You feel sorry for me?
Too. I get the first one there because that's the second half.
All right. Let's see how this works out.
I like this rule.
Well, like Chris said, it's more like overtime rules. It's just the first one to three wins. Mm. All right. Here we go.
So, Pete.
We're going to do children's animal questions. Pete, you get the first question.
I got no chance.
Usually these questions, the first ones are layups for the guests, but now you get it.
Wow.
Pete Shepard.
There's no layups in this category for me.
What is a group of lions known as?
Oh, a pride.
Correct. Ironic how there's no pride in the football Lions in Detroit. 1-0, Pete Shepard.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Tim, here's your first question. What is a female deer known as?
Homer Simpson's word. No.
No. Very good.
Very good.
Pete Shepard.
Yes.
No. My turn. Second half right here.
No, you deferred.
Yeah.
You deferred.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Part of the rules.
All right.
All right.
Pete Shepard.
Your rule.
Yeah. How many legs do a spider have?
Eight.
Or do spiders have? Yes.
Do spider.
All right. It is 8.
That was his fault, not mine. I didn't type, do a spider have?
No.
God forbid.
Chris, throw you under the bus, not me.
Chris did not do anything wrong here.
There's so many technicalities that are...
Absolutely. It's called
bad in the show. Make up rules as we go along. Questions aren't written properly. Craig made up his own question last week because he didn't like the one that was there. Anyway.
Anything can happen on the Sheeman and Shepherd show. All right, Tim, your chance to tie. How many legs do lobsters have?
Lobsters, yes. They have two claws. I'm going to move. This is definitely a Pete question. I'm going to go with 4 because they have two pinchers up front.
Ooh, no.
I think it's going to go 10.
Now Pete Shepard with a chance to win, and he does.
Yes. 10.
Well, no, Pete Shepard can't steal his question.
I'm confused because everything was backwards. I thought maybe he could. No?
Just give Pete one more question. Yeah. Let's go. Right. Let's go one more round.
So Pete does not win.
Your standard crab and lobster.
Pete has a 2-1 lead. Pete Shepard for the win, as I was premature.
It's amazing last night because on Worst Cooks in America, they were just going through one of the – they just went through – I would have said 10 anyway, but Ann Burrell went through.
Huh.
They were making lobsters, and she's like, 10 legs, bop, 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 bop. So anyway, bad timing.
Oh, that's not too late for a teacher. Yeah.
No, right. That's not it.
Chris, can I give him question 5 or 6?
I don't care. Give him 6.
Pete Shepard. How many teats do a cow have?
On an udder?
Yes.
4.
Correct. You're an expert. You're a winner.
I've never touched one on a cow.
You're not from Wisconsin.
No, I'm not.
Good job.
I hear he's, I don't know.
Good job, Pete.
Anyway.
All right, that's by you this time. It's 2-1.
No, it's 3-1. You lose. Game
you
over.
Lost.
No, I'm saying this. I won the first round. I stole Hunter Hearst Helmsley from a few months ago, Triple H.
Have you played 3 times?
This was round 3.
Unreal.
Wow.
Unreal.
How does he get through a call every
night? It's once a month, right? What's the rule here? I don't know.
Yeah, it's once every 3 months for me.
Okay.
I thought I'd turn the tables to see.
All right.
Wow. Pete a chance to be truly stumped.
Well, we did learn one thing. Your strategy backfired on the deferring. So nobody should do that.
You're still a winner, though,
but Tim,
in my book,
congratulations.
Tim.
Stay on hold. We'll take care of it.
Everybody wins.
Thank you.
All right. You must have some left.
Yeah, I got a lot left.
That's a dominating performance by me.
It was confusing. Here's the one you were supposed to get to close it out. What is the fastest land animal on Earth?
Fastest lander would be a cheetah.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Cheetah! Baba Abba! What is the horn of a rhinoceros?
Rhinoceros.
Horn? What's the horn made out of?
Oh, it's made out of... it's very...
people poach these animals and they use it to put in soup. It's made out of it's not ivory like a tusk.
It's not that hard. If you don't know it, you don't know it.
I've heard it. I know when you say that, when it's not ivory, but
hair.
Hair, is it?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
That's right. They put it in Asia, there. I've seen people that poach these horns. They sell them to Japan, and they put them in soup.
That's disgusting.
It's supposed to be an aphrodisiac.
But wait a minute. But if you get a hair in your soup, I'm sending it back.
Yeah. Maybe.
It's the way they prepare it.
All right, let's keep this pithy.
It's awful.
Maybe it's a good hair.
What land animal has no vocal cords? Really?
I didn't know this before today.
So they don't make any noise?
No noise.
What land animal has no vocal cords?
Like they would be horrible radio hosts.
Bad.
I'm going to take a stab at the dark. That's probably wrong. A giraffe?
Yeah, that's it.
Get out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A giraffe with no vocal cords.
Now, this one shocked the hell out of me,
I should host Wild Kingdom, the new generation.
This one shocked the hell out of me.
All right, one more? Yeah.
What animal is unable to fart?
Animal, not a male. An animal.
Animal. It's a land animal. It's a mammal as well.
Well, there's a difference.
Well, I mean, we had lobsters in a couple of our questions. Well, it doesn't have to be a mammal.
That's different. It's a crustacean. Is it small or big?
It's big.
It's good sized.
It's a marsupial.
Yeah.
Oh, a kangaroo?
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah, kangaroos can't fart.
Maybe because the baby's down there and they don't want to fog them out.
Who knew?
Baby's not. The baby's in
baby's
front.
In the pouch.
In front.
Well, air moves.
In the Socrates over there we're doing a show with. Air moves.
What is a group of whales known as?
A pod.
You both are pods. I tell you that right now.
I should start my own animal show.
Are we record late?
Pretty close.
No.
One more fart question and we will be.
All right. The hot take, 5 o'clock hour. The meeting has begun with the National Football League, the owners and the players, and a big showdown going on right now. And Pete had a very disturbing dream about me once upon a time.
Well, it wasn't disturbing. It was interesting.
And if I'm in a dream of yours, I'm disturbed. That's next. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.